Gerhardt's back.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
From NJ1015.com, this is the new Jim Gerhardt Podcast.
Well, good morning, New Jersey. It is Thursday, November the 26th. It is Thanksgiving Day. This is a special edition of the Jim Gerhardt Podcast, holiday edition. I'm Bob Williams. And Jim Gerhardt, happy Thanksgiving 2020. Well,
happy gobble gobble. And stuff like that. So this is an unusual day. I tried to resolve that I, instead of coming out in my usual fashion, having girded my loins with leather thongs, take up the lance and the shield and call the righteous to repentance. We'll try to be nice for a day.
I see you have a nice hat on. You don't have
the nicest hat I could find. Instead of my one that's not kind to politicians. this is Cartman, for anybody who can't see that little guy from South Park. And he's got a big smile and he's sort of right in the middle of a hat. So I'd like to get red, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy. But,
that's on my list of things to do that today. Watch one of the South Park Christmas holiday episodes. Oh, get myself great. In the spirit of the season. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting experience last night. Today is the first anniversary. I'm sort of coming out of the vegan closet today. I hope just a short while because I really have enjoyed it. As of today, I have not had any meat, anything sweet, sugary, or any dairy product for a year.
Wow.
Purely the plant-based diet.
Right.
Last night, Nancy brought up a piece of pumpkin pie. I've not tasted a confection or a pastry or anything for a year.
Wow.
And why not? And I generally am not a great fan of pumpkin pie because I always thought that's kind of bland. You know, give me pecan pie or something really goopy.
Wow.
But it was an explosion of joy in my mouth. My mouth threw a party for my tummy. And wow. It was just great. Such an experience for not having something for so long.
It's
and then this afternoon, later I shall have turkey.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, the turkey was almost the national bird.
Really?
The eagle is the national bird. Ben Franklin had pushed lobbied very strongly for the turkey to be the national bird because the turkey traditionally is what was served at the first Thanksgiving. Now, I remember Stan Freberg, the humorist, once said that actually the Indians had cooked up an eagle for the settlers, and the turkey was a sacred bird. We heard it the other way around. But, we came very close to that, although it's very difficult to see on especially with the aggressive, the warlike,
right,
patriotic pictures of a turkey. Looking, I don't know if a turkey knows how to look angrily. But anyway, you had thoughts this morning. I really like to do this to urge people who are watching this or hearing it to carry the brunt of this, really, because obviously we are in exceptional times. The world is a very, very confusing, perplexing place right now. And I would like to know from people, from you, what does this mean to you at this time?
Right.
Thanksgiving, presumably in the very beginning, because the pilgrims were a religious group, presumably they were giving thanks to their God, the supernatural, all-powerful being, for the meal, for the abundance, for their life.
Right.
We're living in an era now in which that has unhappily become kind of passé for many, many people. And matter of fact, there are certainly, you know, many much active opposition to organized religion in this country. In fact, we have a regime coming in, the extreme of which, who seems to be running it, the show, looks with high disdain on that form of religion or even mythology, if you want to call it that. So it's difficult to look around and say, to whom am I thankful? And I don't know if that makes sense, but again, it's since the game has changed considerably, what are things that you are thankful for? And certainly there's a lot of things. Yeah. And who do you thank? But essentially, I think the question, Bob, you could probably put it better than I. How are you responding to this? We have the restrictions, which we've never had before.
Right. What are you doing differently? Are you having a wake for your pet turkey today and, you know, inviting 100 people? Or are you following the guidelines that have been outlined for us?
Yeah. What are we told now? How many people can we have at table 10, I think it is, or is it less now?
10 or less. 10. 10's the max, I believe, here in the state.
10's the max. Yeah. You know, again, trying to, oh boy, I can't keep my nose out of history here. But we are restricted in most of the states to having either 5 people or 10 people, they're saying. And the most disturbing part about this is that the government is urging people to rat out those who don't. I read a story about a middle school. I don't know how widespread this is, but at least one who on the first day back at school is giving children a questionnaire to ask how many people were at their place. So if the child says there were 6 and it was supposed to be 5, then they will be turned in by the school authorities. What the punishment is, nobody seems to know as yet. That's a very disturbing thing. But people generally, an American tradition is a family get-together. People fly from all over the world, all over the country, all 4 points of the compass to come and gather. My family has never operated that way. Generally, the Thanksgiving has been done with the normal dinner, the trimmings and the thoughts and the prayers, but within the immediate family. So I don't know that this would be certainly more restrictive to people who generally have a large extended family, which is a wonderful thing to have. I wish I'd had that. However, things are what they are. But anyway, Bob, you could probably express it better than I. What we're trying to say to people is that we want to hear from you today, Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving, under the current circumstances, your response, how you feel, what you're doing.
All right. And we're going to try to get to as many comments as possible, but just write them here on the Facebook comments section here. And, you know, it'll be here for everybody to see later on after we post it on the website. So, you know, wish your family happy Thanksgiving. And if you have something that you want us to talk about, sure. I mean, are things different for you? Are you still traveling? Did you do your normal thing? Are you following the guidelines? Are you saying, forget that? We'd love to hear, you know, how you're feeling about this, because it's been 8 long months and, you know, people can only take so much of this stuff. But I'll tell you, there's always a silver lining. You know, imagine owning a liquor store on the Jersey side of the Delaware River this morning, because you can't buy booze over in PA. The governor closed alcohol sales as of 5 o'clock last night on the PA side of the river. So I'm looking at the maps here. I'm not seeing much of a delay, but I'll bet you as soon as, you know, next hour or so, people are going to be going across the river, stocking up on their Jameson and, you know, and their wines and stuff.
Well, did he say why he had issued the ban? I saw that, but I didn't get the details. I'm
worried that people are going to get sloppy at their...
the return of prohibition.
Right.
You see how that worked. Okay. The turkey, again, the turkey is kind of interesting, because the turkey now is a symbol of what? If you say somebody's a turkey, that is a symbol of what? Incompetence, silliness, whereas it could well have been this avenging bird sitting on top of the flagpole.
Yes.
looking up into the rain and drowning.
Right.
Oh, boy, a confusing world.
You've probably seen a couple of people just getting so upset over the last week about the politicians telling us to do one thing and then they're doing another. Now, we all saw that video, or most of us have seen that video with Governor Murphy being confronted at a restaurant, good or bad. I mean, that's a person's frustration just lashing out at somebody in public.
How frustrated they were. That is simply unacceptable behavior.
Yeah.
Was there any more? Now, I've not been able to find, I can't say that I've dug that deeply into it, any more information about the people who did that, who attacked the governor and his family?
Oh, no more. I tried to find out what restaurant. I believe it was in Red Bank, but we don't.
At a restaurant.
We don't know much.
the governor and his family were abiding by the rules, as we know, as far as I can see. And they had not done anything like some of the other officials of Arizona, New Mexico, California, something, where the governing, the dictator, the person issuing the executive orders, right, dictatorial orders, had done something entirely opposite what he had ordained for everybody else. You know what this is similar to, come to think of it? Hadn't thought about this. Remember Governor Christie on the beach?
Oh, yeah. Get the heck off the beach, and he restricted the beach, and he's out there, you know, sunning himself.
For whatever reason, I don't remember why, he had closed down the parks and the beaches and said that nobody, you know, none shall pass. And yet they had this picture of him sitting there, yeah, looking kind of like Captain Underpants, you know, basking.
And that still makes the rounds. That is still viral for any sort of topic online. Oh, yeah, that shows up in my feed all the time. You never know when I'm going to see Christie in a beach chair. But, you know, to your point about Murphy being, you know, confronted, you know, that's certainly different than what these other governors and officials are doing across the country. The latest one is we heard that Governor Cuomo was called out for going to have dinner with his 89-year-old mother after he told everybody to stay away from the, you know, don't take your parents out of the nursing homes for Thanksgiving, and yet he's going to have dinner with his mother. The mayor from Denver told his community to stay home. Meanwhile, he hops a flight to Mississippi to see his family. So, you know, do as I say, not as I do type thing.
Goodness. Well, that is one of the problems with dictatorial or oligarchical type government ruled by the elite. And especially when you give somebody the euphemism is executive order.
Right.
But it's really fiat UKs, as the Imperial Russian czar had. You know, he says something, he says poo, and a 50 million belt buckles hit the floor.
Right.
Thunderous sound. But this is a rather sad thing that I think we're getting into more and more. We're at a time of change now, of course, and we don't know. You can't predict the future. I think probably the new administration coming in is not going to be nearly as radical as many of us had thought or might think. A couple of reasons. One is that the voting, no matter who won the election, it was very close. And so you still have, the government still have to contend with 70 million people who did not vote for this government or this administration. And all of these people still have a vote, unless they somehow disenfranchise everybody who didn't vote Democratic. That's unlikely. And so the Congress has to stand for re-election in 2 years. Well, if the people, the 70 million people still get to vote. Now, also interesting here, there could be fewer Democrat votes or votes for the Democrats coming up. I saw a survey, and I don't recall who the survey organization was, but somebody took a survey, a legitimate surveying organization. And it was an interesting question. This is on the West Coast, where high liberal turnout and vote. And he asked people, and I don't know how exactly the question was formed, but what it was asking is, did you hear about, you voted, yes, I voted Democratic. Did you hear about the Hunter Biden situation and the possibility of the president having his toe in that? Well, no, never knew that. Well, they'd give a short explanation of it and say, of what is alleged anyway.
Yeah.
And so, you know, monkey business, you know, funny financial dealings, using the power of the United States vice presidency to pretty much extort money. Allegation, of course, at this point. But 10% of the people, and these were ardent Democrats, 10% of the people said they would not have voted for this presidential candidate had they known that.
That would have tipped it, Jim. That would have tipped the results.
But this says a couple of things. It also says, it asks the question, why didn't they know about it? But it turns out that you only heard about it with the New York Post or Fox News.
Right.
And maybe a few scattered sources, you know, around the country. But the mainstream media did not bring that up, did not mention, did not inform people. Now, that is a frightening thing, too.
Yeah.
Because the fact that we have information withheld from us, and so that certainly undercuts your ability to make informed decisions, because right. you're making decisions based on something that you were spoon-fed by a partisan media. Yeah. And so this is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Before us here, we're sliding around.
It's very frightening, not only, you know, no matter what your political persuasion is, this is just frightening that you are just not being informed on topics. You're being told an opinion, you're being told one side, you're not being able to decide. And like you just said, people are, you know, depending on what they hear in that 30-second, 45-second news bite, and then they form their opinion from that. And if you don't hear something, you don't know about it. And that's the most disturbing thing of all. Moving forward, I mean, this is what we probably will expect unless people stand up and start to demand changes and, you know, change their ways they digest news and information.
Well, that's going to be a very difficult one, because we are going now into an era in which the control is in the hands of those who had supported that abomination, if you want, the media, the totally partisan media. There's another thing that is interesting. If you want to put the last election in football terms, this was a blowout win for the swamp.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
The president had run on cleaning out the swamp, which is this cabal of political bottom feeders, the corporate hustlers, the tech giants, financial giants and the like. But essentially, the unseen, the buried part of the government, almost an underground with the intelligence agencies and the bureaucracies. And this was actually running the government. Well, he had vowed that he would end that. How it turns out, in the end, he went to the mat with them for 4 years, but lost. So right. they are the winners right now. So all of this business, this sorry business that went on trying to undercut the operation and the competence of this particular administration for 4 years, most of which were lies, as we now know, and as they admit right now. From day one, even during the transition period, people in the Obama administration were trying to undercut the presidency. Therefore, they feared this General Flynn, for one thing, because they consider this was a man, this is a pretty powerful person. We got to get rid of him. And so naturally they came up with what happened that culminated in the pardon issued yesterday by the president. But that's another story. But a thing that I am probably more disappointed with than anything, with an administration coming in, we don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they talk big. You get the radical left who are urging the new president to rule by executive order, again, fiat, rather than going through legislative processes to promote their agenda, which would be very hard to get through the Congress, even with Democrats in the Congress. But what will have the swamp, the stuff that went on in the swamp, this putrefied mess, we will not know any more about it, because that'll be buried day one.
Right.
We will not know about the endless Russian farce, complete, utter farce about their participation in our government. Now we have the Biden potential scandal, or at least the accusation of it. And it'll be buried now. Yeah. All of this will be gone. We'll never know. And I guess a curious mind, you know, inquiring minds want to know. I want to know what went on. I'd like to see investigations. That'll be on. The swamp is covered for 4 years here.
And we were talking before the show, the Joe Biden, president-elect Biden, had an exclusive interview with NBC earlier this week, and his comments were basically a 180-degree switch on his narrative during the debates. No longer is he talking about a cold, dark winter, But now that he's talking about, oh, I'm very optimistic and hopefully we'll be able to get some vaccines distributed before I'm inaugurated on January 20th. So things are looking up. So, you know, watching politics all these years, I'm not a bit surprised, but I'm still very, very angry that people were duped into thinking that and buying that garbage that they were selling back in October.
Well, again, you say what people think, and this of course is the 800-pound gorilla in the thing, is that people just do not, either they don't care, they don't think. My fundamental belief here is that people in a way can't help it, because I think we have not evolved far enough to be capable of self-government. And so all of these leftist liberal schemes require a great deal of maturity to work, and they don't work because people do not have that. We haven't evolved far enough to give up the fear, aggression, territoriality part deeply embedded in our brains. Right. And so we're always going to be at one another's throats until we evolve past that. But I was thinking of John Cleese's. Can I read it? Do you remember that, Bob? Cleese?
Refresh me.
Where in the world I had this? John Cleese. Come on. Where's John? he was talking about the election, and this was before the election. For pity's sake, I've got to find it. It was a great piece, and don't tell me as I thumb through everything here.
We'll come back to it.
All right, wait a minute. We'll come back. but he was talking about our government, and much of it was so well written, and it was done with the usual Monty Python sort of a slant. Another time. I promise I will, at some point, I will read that.
Yeah. But talk about the importance of this upcoming election in Georgia, this is crazy stuff. You see all the money being thrown at that Senate runoff in Georgia on January 5th. I mean, the Hollywood elite are coming out, and, you know, governors from other states are telling people to move to Georgia so they can vote for the Democrat. This is crazy. And yeah, Everyone's got to realize that, you know, if the Senate goes to the Democrats, there goes your system of checks and balances. Send flowers and condolences to the government system of checks and balances, because it's gone for the next 2 years. It's one way or the highway, you know?
Interesting, the Supreme Court now, the newly reconstituted Supreme Court, they're ruling on the restriction on religious gatherings that they made yesterday.
Yes, very interesting on that.
But yeah, it's interesting, too. People complain, the liberals or the Democrats complain, that the court is out of balance. However, the Chief Justice, Mr. Roberts, generally is now all voting with the liberals side of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he was a Trump appointee, but he apparently, judicially anyway, was a something of a wolf in sheep's clothing, or vice versa, and got the job. Oh, here is the Cleese piece. Now listen, they're talking. He says, "In light," this is to the American people, "in light of your failure to nominate competent candidates for the president of the United States, and thus govern yourselves, we hereby give notice of the revocation of your independence." This is from the British, effective immediately. "Her Sovereign Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth II, will resume monarchical duties over all states, commonwealths, and territories, except Arkansas, which she just does not fancy.
Right.
Congress and the Senate will be disbanded. A questionnaire will be circulated next year to determine whether anybody noticed." And then he gets into some other things that I love. He said, using a vocabulary of some 27 words interspiced with filler noise such as like and you know, is unacceptable. And then he gets into pages of criticisms of some of our mores. But I love the interesting part of it is, and this is done in humor, the fact that he is saying a conclusion that we're not capable of self-government. I think that to a large extent is true.
Right.
And this is why, Alexander Tytler, the Scottish historian, said that democracies cannot last and all democracies will eventually end up being a dictatorship.
Yep, as long as we keep throwing our votes away without making informed decisions. A couple of comments here on the Facebook. Vanny Moore says they're having family Thanksgiving as always, no changes. And Elaine wishes us a happy Thanksgiving. And Chris Ammon loves your hat, loves your Cartman hat.
Oh, great.
So, we forgot to ask before we go here, is anybody doing anything different? Anything, are you making anything unusual for dinner today? We're making a recipe from Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Brendan worked there for a couple of years, and they have the most delicious sweet potato casserole. You can get it online. Once you make it, it'll be your go-to forever and ever. So we're going to make that today. That'll be our unusual thing. And Ryan just bought himself a Traeger smoker the other day. So we're having an experimental turkey outside now. He's out in the rain under an Easy Up. Getting that thing all set up. I've got a backup turkey breast in the oven just in case things fall apart with Ryan. But that's what we're doing over here. We're just looking to see if anybody's got anything. Now, you've already had your special thing, right? Since you came out of the vegan closet, right?
No, I just had a piece of pie.
Okay, so what? Anything?
Nancy's down. She's working away in the kitchen.
Okay, so traditional stuff for you.
Speaking of Nancy, are you here? Come here, would you please? No, but so things that people are thankful for. And I cannot say, I mean, I'm very thankful, again, you know, seriously, things that we have. Nancy has been here with me to sort of keep my feet on the straight and narrow. My straight and then, wait a minute, you can't, there you go, on the straight and narrow path. So I'm very thankful to you for that. It's something I have to be thankful for.
Nancy, I've got my New York Mets apron on. So as soon as we're done with the show here, I got to get back to the bird.
So are they still there?
Hey, that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that the New York Mets have a new owner with deep pockets, and you know, things are looking good for the perennial, you know, horribly put together New York Mets, where the life is looking good now. Let's go Mets.
Yeah, I think there is something in the, just to be serious for a second, I think there's something in the human makeup with all of its faults that demands that we have a gratitude gene, maybe you can call it.
Hopefully.
A gratitude gene that you want to thank something. And I had an experience with that, my only Satori experience, and I can remember without getting into the details, totally overcome, just out of the blue, with a sense of gratitude. It wasn't even directed necessarily, but it was so intense, the need to thank and show gratitude, that I had tears in my eyes.
Oh, that's nice.
Fortunately, it didn't last, you know, maybe probably less than a minute, but it was one of those Satori experiences.
Yeah.
That people go into religious orders and do all kind of silly things to themselves, trying to get. All of a sudden, I was shoveling sand in the back of a pickup truck one day, and it hit me with it.
Yeah.
This enlightenment. Yeah. But there is something, and there's so much to be grateful for. Be grateful for life, which we undersell.
Yes.
Albert Schweitzer's philosophy of reverence for life. Life is amazing. There was scientific a release of scientific information from some scientists yesterday that said, in all probability, this is the only life in the universe. How miraculous can you get? And I'm getting now the feeling of gratitude. And so you direct that at, you know, where you will. But I think it is a very urgent thing that we are thankful. And you think.
Yeah.
And I thank you for being here today.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. And we really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. And it's going to be a great day. You can catch this show anytime you want on demand at NJ1015.com on our app. And of course, we'll be here as always next Thursday at 10:30 right here on Facebook Live. Happy Thanksgiving, Jim.
Okay. God bless.
God bless you all.
Finance.
Bye-bye, Bob. Bye-bye, everybody.
Gerhardt's back.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
From NJ1015.com, this is the new Jim Gerhardt Podcast.